St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is pleased to bring you this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez for the fifth Sunday of Lent. Today's gospel from John chapter 12, verses 20 to 33.
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate the fifth Sunday of Lent. As in the previous two Sundays, we have two options. In the year A readings, we hear how Jesus brings Lazarus back to life. Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus had been in the tomb for some time. But sure enough, Lazarus came forth with the burial bands around him. He was untied and he was restored to life. And people began to believe in Jesus and begin to believe because they saw Lazarus. And everyone sought to put Jesus to death. Jesus is the Lord and giver of life. He has power over sin and death and even life itself. In the year B readings, we hear from St. John's Gospel, the 12th chapter. Some Greeks want to see Jesus. And Jesus says, now my hour has come. Jesus began to show his glory at the wedding feast of Cana in Galilee. Jesus showed the first of his signs there, turning water into wine. And he would perform any number of signs. But Mary said, oh, they have no wine. What is this to me? My hour has not come yet. But now, when the Greeks arrive, Jesus' hour has come. He has come to save the Jew and the Greek. He has come to offer himself. This is the time now for him to be glorified. But his glory is not a worldly glory. His glory was the glory that would come through his suffering on the cross. Unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single grain, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. Jesus would die, but he would give birth to the church. Jesus would die, but he would give birth to many believers, many sons and daughters of God. Jesus also speaks of the eternal life that is offered to those who would believe in him. His hour had come. What is he to say? I don't want this, or don't glorify me. No, he prays to be glorified. He prays to suffer even, because he has a greater mission in mind, the salvation of the whole world. So often we don't want suffering in our life. We don't want the cross. We don't want our plans to die. But very often they have to die for God's still greater plan. God wants us to be happy. But sometimes we have to give up our sins. Last Sunday we heard in the gospel, sometimes people prefer darkness to light, error to truth. Sometimes we have to let go of our sins, which sometimes we love very much. Some we love very much. And it's painful to be converted. But when we are converted and we begin to live the life that God has called us to live, then great things begin to happen. Then we begin to have the interior peace that God wishes for us. Great things happen sometimes through the power of the cross. As we begin to prepare for Holy Week, let us fix our eyes firmly on the cross of Jesus Christ. It is there we see God's love for us revealed. It is there that is revealed the glory of the Lord.
Thanks for joining us for this gospel reflection from Bishop Earl K. Fernandez. If you'd like to listen to it again or share it with a friend, please visit the Bishop's podcast page at stgabrielradio.com.